Kum lenin a blad gemara when mesechta meila dav gimel amen aleph. The good news is it's a magadat and dav yizayin. It's longer rashis. In the olden days, in regular gemaras, we would do all the rashis. Kachim is a little bit hard, but we'll see. Okay, so we had a machlekes.
Come to form it. That's much. It's much.
Okay, if you have pictures. In midas, we have a machlekes between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. So we, in our Mishnah, it said that if you did a shechita that was no good, you shechted, for example, in the wrong corner, in the wrong side. Instead of the north side, you shechted on the south side, so you were pagim or anything else. So even though the carbon is possible, still, if you... It's still moil. You still made it. That's kaidish. That is still moil. That means that it still belongs to hegdish. And we don't say it's like one of these dead animals that's no longer chatzamesis. Like you strangled it. You are still moil. And machlekes is so that means it still has kedusha. So what happens? You placed it on the mizbeach. It's possible. Do we take it down or not? The Rabbah says you remove it. You remove it because it's no longer kaidish. It says in the Mishnah that you're moil. That's only midrabbanan. And Rabbi Yezir said no. Since the Mishnah says you're still moil, it means it still contains the kedusha. If it still retains the kedusha, then it's what do you call it? It is also im olu lo yerdin. So I think we just start again from yesterday's gemara at the bottom of the page. And a papa's question about Yisrael, we'll follow what's going on here. Okay, what's happening? No. Sorry, gimel amud aleph goes back to the Abba of Yisrael. We digress for a minute. You know, but me'ilam mid rabbanon, such a thing exists. So now we're up to here. Eisved Rabbi Yisrael v'Rabba. This is what we're up to. Five lines from the top, six lines from the top. Dav gimel amud aleph, right in the middle of the page. Says the Gemara, Eisved Rabbi Yisrael v'Rabba. Rabbi Yisrael had added a question to Rabba. Chodah migoy chodah. Very interesting loshneh. The question is not direct from a brisa. Okay, now we can begin. The question. Close. The question is not. We're up to exactly what we stopped yesterday. Gimel amud aleph. So we're learning. Rabba says if you put it on the bech and remove it, there's no kedusha whatsoever because you mefagel it, you ruined it, you shecht it in the wrong place. And Rabbi Yosef, you leave it on the mizbech because it's kedush. So Rabbi Yosef asked Rabba a question, but not directly from a Mishnah. It's one Mishnah that leads to another, that leads to another, and the only way to learn Pshat is we're talking about these kind of cases where you change places. We're going to learn that Malika by a bird, which is the high shecht, a bird is the same thing like shechting by an animal. And just like by an animal, you have to do the north side of the Mishkan. When it comes to a bird, you have to know when you shechted above the second half of, on top of the ramp in the middle, so either the top part of the Mizbech or in the bottom part. You know, lemaila mechuta sikra or lemata mechuta sikra. And by chatas, you do it below the mechuta sikra, and by an oily, you do it above. And if you swap the orders, it's like you're changing the place. So let's see what the Gemara says here. So Rabbi asked a question, chodah megoy chodah, one braisa from a mission from another mission, chodah megoy chodah, then another from another one, until you figure out exactly what's going on here. So the Gemara, the kulon, and all of these cases, because we're going to learn, is talking about shinui makom, which chita. You change the place, chita. And we're going to conclude that if you put him as bech, you don't take it down, a proof to him that, wow, that it remains, there's a certain kedusha there. And it goes like this. So let's say you took a chata sa'if, that was supposed to be done on the bottom half of the to Malika on the bottom half of the Mizbech, and you shecht in the top half of the Mizbech. He did it like an Oyla Saif. And an Oyla Saif, you did it like a Chata Saif. So what did you change? You changed the place we did the Malika. Not talking about spraying the where you did the mitzvah, you squeeze the blood against the wall. It's also different, the top of the bottom. Talking about where you did the Malika, which is the Shchita of so on. and you also obviously sprayed it wrong as well. And it says over there, even though you did it wrong, it's not considered an Avela, it's still considered like a Malika. And because it's still considered like a Malika, therefore, because if it's an Avela, a Chatzos, a Oif, an Avela is not Metame. But if you, a Oif that's an Avela is Metame Begodim Abesablia. When you swallow it, it's Metame, your clothes, anything you come in contact with. But if you treat it like a Shchita, if you treat the Malika like a real Shchita, then it's not an Avela anymore. And it's not, it does not generate any Tupa. Any tumah on your clothes and so on and so forth.
Are all oifers, do they do malika or is
in the base of mikdash malika?
No, I'm saying in mikdash.
Only malika.
No shchitas or oifers.
That's right. That's why if you do chulin bazar when it comes to a bird, you don't really have that very chulin bazar because you didn't shech. No, because you killed it. It's an aveva. So it's not a carbon at all. Okay. And the same token, since we treat it like a shchita, so your moil, because you shecht, you did what you're supposed to do, so as if you're moiling it. Why? In other words, it didn't lose its kedusha yet. But if you did it correctly, if you did a chatos oiv below the red line, below the line, and you sprayed it below the line, you did everything correctly. Once you, since a chatos oiv was eaten by kohen, we learned before a carbon. Once you did everything that you, all your responsibilities that you had to do in the Beis Hamikdash, then it's no longer moil. So if you did a chatos oiv below the right line and you sprayed the blood below the line, then after that there's no longer any more meila because the kohen is now entitled to eat it. Right, it's het to the kohenim. But if you did it above the line, the kohen cannot eat it, so it retains the kedusha. We don't say, oh, you killed the animal, it's dead. No, you retain the Kedusha. Okay. Okay, that says the Gemara. Actually, now let's go back to the Gemara. So it says there, Bekulon, and all of these, Ein mitamim begodim abeis b'liya, if you did the chatas above the line. If you did the oila below the line, you did them in the wrong place, you shecht in the wrong place, doesn't matter, it doesn't turn it into a veila, it's still considered like you did a proper shchita, and therefore, somebody eats it, even though they shouldn't, because it's possible, but if somebody ate it, they don't become tummy. It doesn't have the din of an veila. And furthermore, umoylin bohen, and it still retains the kedusha. It's not an avela where you ended it. It's still retains the kedusha, and your moyel, chutz. And since the kohen cannot eat it, the meal still remains. Chutz mechatas oiv she'asa lamata kemaisa chatas oiv. The shame chatas. If you did everything correctly, if you did a chatas oiv below the line, and you had a mind of chatas, you did it for a chatas, you did it 100% correctly. So what happens as soon as you shechted and you spring the blood? You fulfilled all your responsibilities. Now the kohen can step in and eat it. So there's no longer any more kedusha. Meal is when you're stealing from the Beis Hamikdash. It no longer belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. You did it great. Uktani Allah, we learned over there like this. This is the rule. We learned over there. Kosher haya psula b'kodesh. If the psula is inside the Beis Hamikdash itself, this is what we learned. For example, you brought the bird. Everything was 100% good, and you shechted it wrong. So where did the psula take place? Inside the Beis Hamikdash. So anywhere where the psula takes place inside the Beis Hamikdash is what ainam matami begoyim zabliya. For example, you did the malik in the wrong part of the mizbeach. It's still considered recognized as a malika, and therefore it's not an avela and not matami beis zabliya. However, v'chol shelo hoye psula b'kodesh. What happened? Let's say the bird. Was missing a leg. There's no mum. Tamas v'zachros by birds. There's no mum by a bird. But if it's missing a leg, it's missing an aver. It's possible. If it's missing an aver, the psula didn't happen in the Beis Hamikdash. It happened prior. So the whole thing wasn't good. So if shelo hoye psula b'kodesh, but it was possible before, then whatever you did now, it's an aveila. You shouldn't have shechted in the first place. So therefore, metame begodim, we treat like an avela, and we say that what? That's metame begodim basically. So we're talking about the whole time malika, because a continuation, one mission to the next. We're talking about malika, and yeah, it says also tani, and we continue another rule in another mishnah. Ko shahoya psula b'kodesh, anything which became possible b'kodesh. But we know the previous mishnah we're talking about, you did malika in the wrong place. If it went on the bech, you don't take it down. So it's clearly from the segue of these three mishnahs, we can see that even if you shecht it in the wrong place, it is your moil, and if you put him as bech, it stays there. You, Rabbi, said that if you shecht it north instead of the south instead of north, it's no longer kodesh, and if you put him as bech, you take it down. It says it's still moil. That's what I mean, Rabbanon, because people are not bottle minay. Clear from here that what? That kosher psul kodesh, and we know it's talking about malika, you leave it on the mizbech. Says Gemara, you're right. To yufta the rabbi, to yufta. You repudiated the rabbi. Says the Gemara, v'hoda pligi bar rabbi. So this very machleik is that rabbi, the basic arguing, pshita the rabbi loza doesn't have a question. We don't know which rabbi loza holds, but one thing we do know is that he had no shaila. He knew, but one of them was right. How do we know that? From the way he asked the question, and he didn't ask the question about what they're arguing in a normal case where you shecht in the wrong place and then you put it on top of his back and you leave it there or not. He talks about a case as follows. In those days, there was a thing called a bamas yochid, it was a bamas tzibur. People had in the backyards, they had a bama. What did they bring up in their own backyard? When they brought up, and there's no mishkan, they brought up all their nedarim v'nedavos. The kabbana tzibur, the communal kabbanas, they had to be brought up in that mishkan where the bamas tzibur was. The Bamas Yachid is only private use. So what happened? You set aside an animal for Bamas Yachid, and by Bamas Yachid we suspend all the laws, you know, about where you can eat it, mechitzes, all those laws don't exist. So what happened? You intended, you set it aside, you consecrated it to doing the Bamas Yachid, and then the last minute you decided to bring the Bamas Tibur. And then you did the wrong things, he asked, and you put it on his bech. Does it, you need to take it down or not? Why is he asking such a unique? And we'll soon see what the two sides of the question are. Why is he asking such a unique question about you set it aside? Who cares about where you set it aside? Same question. You brought it to the base of Mikdash, intended to be made base of Mikdash, but you shacked in the wrong place and you put him in bed. What do you do? Imalu yerdu ala yerdu. The fact that he's asking the specifications that I, in a regular case, he has no question. The din is either like a rab or like a base. We don't know. But my problem is in this case. That's what the Gemara thinks. Says the Gemara, Nedarim and Adavis. That's it. So we're talking about that kind of carbon. Yeah. Or an oil, it could be an oil as well. And it doesn't have to be. Not all shlamim. You can bring an oil as well. Oil is a dover.
To give to the Kayanim, in Lom Marshall, you bring a shlamim in your Bamas Yachid.
You mean the Chazav Ashaik? There's no Imuri over there. These are the Chazav Ashaik.
The Kayanim friends. Invite them over for the barbecue.
The Amr Abelazar says, Oilas Bamas Yachid. A guy set aside an oil to do on his private bomber, Shehechnisa Lefnim. And he decided to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Bama Tzibur, is called two Mechitzes, the whole Dabar. So first it says that even though you set it aside for your own Bama, if you then decided to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, to the Bama Tzibur, the Bama Tzibur takes over, there's no problem, and you bring your carbon there. And there, once you bring it to the Mishkan, you have to follow the rules of the Mishkan, even though you set aside for Bamas Yachid, you know, you don't care which side, which direction, you know, if it's suffering, not suffering, all the other things. Once you decide to bring it, you got to follow the rules there. Okay, and there was no psul of Yaitse, for example, in the Bamas Yachid. You took it outside of a certain area, it doesn't become puzzle, and all that. None of the exists. Okay. Comes along Rabbi Lazar and asks a question. Boy, Rabbi Lazar. So let's say you took this Bamas Yochi, you brought it with you to the Bamas Tzibur, but Nifsala, what happened was you shechted in the wrong place. After you brought it to the Azara, you're supposed to shecht it north, you shecht it south. And then what happened was the Kohen put it on the Mizbech by mistake. Olu, by mistake, or deliberately, whatever, put it on the Mizbech. The question is, do you have to take it down or not? Okay, this is the same case of Rabbi Rav Yosef, except he added one more variable here that you Chachil set it aside for Bamas Yachid. So Lechayda Mao. So now the Gemara wants him Bedayik Medikaboyle Lechoda, since he's asking such a very limited question that you set it aside Bamas Yachid Miklal, but either a normal case where you Chachil set it aside for the base of Mikdash, he brought it there, but it was Yishach from the wrong side, and you put him in Beit No Shaila. The din is whatever Miklal either Pshitulei Iker Rabbi Rav Yosef, but not sure exactly, but he holds like one of them. No. You're totally misunderstood. He has two questions. First of all, the question, what would it then be? Is it Abba right or Rabbi Yosef right in a normal case? And then I have another question that even if you're going to answer me one way or another, I could ask another question, and whether you follow this way or that way, it's still a good question. And I'll explain. That's a given. That's a good question. A normal case is me. You shut the south side, you put it back. What's it in? But I'll tell you, let's say we follow Rabba. Right? Let's say we tell Rabbi, you take it down. I can argue like this. Ad kalei kama Rabbi, you know why Rabbi says you put him in his bech, you have to take it down. Hasamim olu yerdu, because mechitza kitikuna pasla. You have a normal mechitza, you have a normal base of midrash, all the dinim of yaitse and all that. And north and south mean something over there. Is therefore, pasla passes it straight away. Abba shalei kitikuna le pasla. But maybe over here, since Chatzchila, you set it aside for Bamas Yachid, we over there didn't have all of these dinim. Maybe even if you brought it to the base of Mikdash, it still retains the original Kedusha, which was made in the place where north south didn't make a difference. So in that case, maybe you put them at Bech, it stays on, if you follow Rabbi. Oidim, or perhaps, I feel that Rabbi Yosef, even according to Rabbi Yosef, who says that if you leave it on the Bech, I can argue, poof again. I'm also like, you know why? Mechitza kitikuna kolta. Since now you brought the base of Midrash, forget about the past. Now you brought the base of Midrash. The base of Midrash has mechitzas that are koilet, that the mechitzas themselves give it some protection. So even though you did something wrong, the mechitzas, remember we learned just a minute ago, we learned that if the psul happened in the base of Midrash, it stays kodesh. If the psul happened before you brought the base of Midrash, you toss it away. So we see clearly from here that the walls of the base of Midrash, they're protecting. So maybe even according to Rabbi Yosef that says that if you put it up there, you take it down. It's only because it all happened in the base of Midrash. You set aside the base of Midrash, so it has that protection. Mechitza kitikuna kolta. I'm sure like you in the kolta, but if it started out in the Bamas Yachid, maybe it doesn't get the added protection of the walls of the base. Teiku. So there's no raya. His question is going to both. Now starts a new sugya. Amar Rav Gidl. Amar Rav. Rav Gidl says in the name of Rav. Now, you know, that in the process, there are four avodas. In the four avodas, we learned, anyone, you know, if you shecht, if you receive the blood in a receptacle, you transport the blood, you walk, and then you sprinkle the blood. And any one of these four avodas, if you, you know, you're not allowed to be mefagel, you'll have the wrong thoughts in mind. But the main ones are shechita and zrika. Now, the way we all generally learned till now was that if you were mefagel by shechita, if you shecht and had in mind the wrong time, you'll eat it on a week from now, or you had in mind the wrong place, it's pigle. And somebody then eats at the right time, they get karis. Okay, comes along Rav Gidl and Rav says, Zrikas pigle, if when you sprinkle the blood, when you were zaydik it, you mefagel it.
You spritz it in the wrong place. Lamaila may.
That's right, we have exactly. So again, the din is once you sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, this by kachin, you're supposed to bring it to mizbeach. It's holy the whole time. You use it for your own personal use. You're a ganef. But the moment after you sprinkle the blood, you finish the work, then on the part that goes to the kohen is no longer meila because you finished. You did a good zrika. The part that goes in the mizbeach, the emurim, there's still meila that belongs to the base of Midrash. When it comes to an oila, which the entire oila goes on the mizbeach, then it's still moil till you finish the job. But a normal carbon, as soon as you sprinkle the blood, it's uis mila, says Rav Gidl Marav. But if you sprinkled in a not a good way, you didn't a good sprinkling, you did a pigle sprinkling, is then einu maitzi b'de mila b'kotche kotchim. If you did a pigle sprinkling, it does not take away the mila. It's not choshev enough, it's not called a good zrika that it ends whatever the kedusha is, it doesn't do that. So it doesn't have power, on the one hand. On the other hand, when it comes to kachim kalim, like shlamim, who owns the carbon shlamim? The owner owns it. Till he brings it to the base of Mikdash. When does it become holy? Only after you sprinkle blood. So by kachim, the sprinkling ends the kedusha, because now it comes available to kohenim. By kachim kalim, it activates the mi'ilah for which part? The part that goes in Mizbech, the emurim, but not the part that stays balabas. Okay, that's the role of the zrika. But only if it's a choshev zrika. A zrika's pigle is not choshev. That's what he wants to say. Zrika's pigle ain't a moitzi b'dei mila. On the one hand, zrika's pigle does not end the mila by kachim kachim. And the ain't a maybe the mila kachim kalim. When it comes to kachim kalim, it doesn't bring the mila on. It doesn't do the mila either. Why? Because it's not choshev enough to bring it on. Okay. And the reason is because after the zrika, it's not, let's say if he did it the wrong zrika, it's not all the kainim, so the mila remains.
So he has to communicate his thought right away to know that. It
Rashi tells us in Sefer Baba Kama of Hay that he had to say the words.
To be mefagel, he has to declare what he's doing with the wrong kavana. You know,
that's right. He has to say, and
I'm bringing this for Reuben, and I'm going to make it a chatos when it's really.
Either he admits later that he did it, and when the question is a knas or not, or somebody heard him say. He said, "This shlamim is going to be eaten for 4 days."
So it's it's an intentional act.
Or b'shege, he didn't know the halach. Let's say he was a toider, and he thought,
a declaration of intent.
Toider, yeah, he thought a toider is eating 2 days in one night. When we did a toider, he's eating only for 1 day in one night. And he said, "I'm shechting this toider, so we can have tomorrow. We can get together for a big sudder."
Has to do shimush.
You would think
he knows all the laws.
And we learned koyin is his name. Okay. Says Gemara. So this is what Rabbi Gidl said. Says Gemara. Yosef Abayah comes along. Abayah then repeated this in yeshiva. Eisir Papa Rav Gidl, Eisir Papa Rav Abayah said, "I have a good question to my Rebbe Abayah. A Papa is a student of Rav and Abayah. Have a good question. Hashoychet is a toida. It says if you shecht a carbon toida, the carbon toida comes with chalas, right? With 40 chalas, you know, 10 of chametz and 30 of matzah. So what happens? You shecht, and there has to be ready the chalas before you shecht the animal. And the shechting the animal makes the chalas kodesh. So what happened? You shechted the carbon toida lifnim in the base of Midrash, but v'lach mechutz l'chayim. But the bread still you haven't brought with you; it's still sitting outside somewhere. Then the din is lekotras alechem. It doesn't become holy because it says al zevach hatoida. It says al has to be next to it. Okay. What about shachti? You shechted it actually like karmu paneh batanu. You already had them in the oven, but they didn't yet turn brown. They weren't yet ready. Again, v'afilu karmu kulu nachmet. Even if everything became brown, chutz ma'achem, and one loaf didn't like kiddush alechem. The bread did not become kiddush. Because it has to be totally raw. Then it says, what about, this is our Papa's question about it. It says, shachta chutz l'zmana, you shechted the animal, you mefagel it, you had in mind the wrong time, or chutz l'mekayim, you had in mind to eat in the wrong place, so you only had by shechita. And if you shechted having the wrong thing in mind, you probably sprayed the blood also having the wrong thing in mind. And it says, kiddush alechem. The lechem now is a kiddush. So what do you mean? That even though you're mefagel, and we're assuming you're mefagel by zrika as well, even though you're mefagel, the bread becomes kodesh. You just said before that a zrika's pigul is nothing, and therefore it cannot create, activate kedusha to make it a meila. Here clearly said the bread becomes kodesh. When the bread becomes kodesh, you know, you shchit and a zrika, and l'chay the zrika would have been done the same thoughts that you had, the same intent that you had by the shchita, and it says clearly, still you activated it. Says the Gemara, Alma Pigel Maisa de Mila Ishtik Abai was quiet. Ki also the Kame de Rababa, when he went to Rababa, he told over this, the Sugya and so on. On Malay, Rababa said to him, I'm not bothered by it. You know why? Bezrika. You know why the bread became holy? Because he did a proper Zrika. You assumed that if he did that, he messed up the shchita, he messed up the zrika. He did not mess up the zrika. We're talking about purely as it says. The shchita messed up. The zrika, he said nothing. And because he said nothing, we're going to assume he did the right zrika. And that's why the bread becomes activated. But if Itake would have made a zrika's pigle, if he had the wrong zrika, then it would be no longer choshev akazrika and wouldn't activate the me'ila by kochim kalin. The bread wouldn't become holy.
The shchita isn't good. Doesn't that affect the zrika?
No, if you can pigle one avoda and zrika another, and the right kavon another avoda.
But it doesn't even get to a proper
shchita. Shchita is only kosher by a zor. Therefore, it doesn't really do the whole thing yet till zrika.
As long as kabbalas adam.
No, yeah.
If you're mekabel the dam with the wrong kavona, then that don't come to zrika. That's
true. Yeah. Okay. But we're talking about here the main avoda is to focus about the zrika and shchita. Okay. Yeah. Like we're right, that's what he answers. Interesting. Omle Rav Ashi l'Rava. Clear? Can't get clear on that. Rav Ashi said to Rava. Rashi says in Gittin that Rav Ashi was born the day Rava passed away. It's been hard to talk to each other. So the Rambam said that Rav Ashi was a student of Rava. Here's a chloraraya to Rambam. Rav Ashi said to Rava. I think it's the only other way to answer it is a different Rava here. Or to
different Rav Ashi.
Or Rava's Talmud, and it's as if he spoke to Rava. Hard to say that, but on the Ravashi, the Rava's. Some people want to be going. Okay, anyway, Ravashi, the Rava, Omar Ula, Aaron said, Ula said, Koimetz by Mincha. By Mincha, the activity of Koimetz, where you take with your fingers, is the same thing like Shchita by an animal. And it says there, by Mincha, Koimetz, Pigul. Ula said, if you did, let's say, cook mitzah, and you had the wrong thought in mind, let's say you had a mind that what? That you're going to eat the rest of the mincha in a week. And then you put the kmitza on the mezbeach as soon as the kemitz pigle. So what happens? You shouldn't, the din is you cannot eat the entire mincha, you ruined it. But this guy went ahead and put it on the mezbeach. He did it, he shouldn't have. He put his mezbeach. As soon as the fire came in touch with it, it loses its pigul not only on the kmitza part, but also on the shirayim part. And if, in fact, if it fell off the mizbech now, you got to put it back on, because it's no longer pigul, and you have to put it back on. Yeah. And the same thing with the animal. If you take the eivorim and it falls down, and you put it on mizbech, and you shouldn't have, it loses its pigul. But the difference is by a kmitz, we say it's one mincha. It also releases the rest of the mincha as well. If your kaim is put in the mizbech, you can also eat the shrayim as well. By a limb, if you take away the pigle by putting in the mizbech, you're allowed to eat the rest of the animals. You take away the whole pigle. But by a mincha, we would have thought that every part of the mincha is like crumbs apart. It's all different parts. By an animal, it's all one animal. By mincha, you just put a whole bunch of flour together, and you make, you know, it's an aggregate, and therefore it's inevitable it's going to fall apart. It's not really considered one. And the chiddush here is that by mincha also, if part of it, the kemitz on the mizbech, loses its pigul, the shirayim also loses its pigul. Okay. Paga pigulim menu. Now, l'chayda v'kemitz hainu shchita. Kemitz is tantamount to shchita. Kemitz by mincha is like tantamount to shchita by a carbon. So what do we mean about? Who cares about all that matters is the shchita. Just like by kmitza here, the only thing we look at is the kmitza. You know, when you did the kmitza, you mefagle, it ruins the whole thing. So the same thing by a carbon, the shchita does it. So we don't even need the zrika. Who cares about it? Who cares what you thought about the zrika? You're telling me that the zrika's pigle does not allow it. It doesn't matter. The main thing is the shchita. It says over here, it says in the case of Torah, what do you tell me? You told me that you shechted bad thoughts, but the zrika, you had good thoughts. And therefore, And because the Ziggy had good thoughts, therefore the Rebbe becomes Kaddish. But why? Once you had the Shechita bad, just like by Kemitza, it makes it Pigel, so to the animal, the bread should not become holy. The Kemitza Hain Shechita, what's the difference?
So if you continue on to the Zrucha, it's like when you put the Kemitza onto the Mizbeach.
Sorry?
When you continue on to the Zrucha, even though the Shechita is bad, it's like when you put the Kemitza onto the Mizbeach.
Exactly. So what does this prove? It proves that even though what we prove from here is that Shechita on its own is enough to ruin the animal. And by Kemitza, we... Still, it's one of the four Avedis. That's a Chiddush. That it still ruins the animal. And yet it says that if you brought 40 loaves of bread, it becomes Kaddish. So what does he mean? I don't care if the Zika was all right. What comes from here is that Pigel, also, even though it's Pigel, the fact that he did this activity, it activates the Kedusha. You would have Gidl said that if you did an activity in an oifen of Pigel, it's not Choshev enough to activate the Kedusha. Here we get clear that bread becomes holy. Amalei, he said to him, you misunderstood. It's not a kasha at all. When it said about Kaddish the Pigel, doesn't mean the Kemitza alone does it. He meant... By mincha, you know when it's real pigle? If you did the kemitza with the wrong thought, and you when you went to the mizbeach to be makter it, you had in mind the wrong thought. So therefore, it says over here just a kemitza. This is the beginning of the pigle exercise. Not this is solo the exercise. The shechita, the kemitza alone doesn't do it. It's the kemitza together with haktara. Same thing over here. The shechita alone doesn't do it. If it's the shechita together with the zrika, if you then we say that what that's pigle. But if the shechita alone is not mefagalit. And that's why the bread becomes holy. Because he didn't have the bad thought. But if you would have had taka, bad thought by pigle as well, the shechita and pigle, if you had the bad thoughts, then the bread would not become holy. Because an activity, even though you did the activity, if it's not even a pigle, doesn't activate any kedusha. Says the Gemara, didn't we learn over there regarding the kaimitz? Imachedim. Maybe the pigle who adds middle koshkein. It says over there that since if you have the wrong thought by kaimitz, it ruins the rest of the mincha. Surely it ruins itself. And since you put him as bech and it cleans itself, surely it cleans the rest as well. The rest is what is still kaddish and you still moil. So l'chayit, it sounds from there that the kemitza itself ruins it. What do you tell me? It's shechita together with zrika. It is kemitza together with Torah. From that lashon there, it sounds like the kemitza itself can do it. Says Gemara, Hanami isuda de maisi de pigle. Again, it's just starting. It's saying the kemitza which starts the pigle exercise doesn't mean the kemitza does the whole pigle exercise. Omelet v'mavashi v'omar ilfa. We had in Marzvachim. Remember a number of arguments between Ilfa and Rabbi Yechanan. We had over there. The din is that if you had a machshava of pigle when you shechted something, if you had a machshava of pigle when you shechted something, and then after you then had another thought, another puzzle of thought. So what Rabbanan say, it's no longer, then somebody ate it, it's no longer gekaddish, because the second thought mixes up. The first one is no longer a pigle. Mashiach Rebbe says, if the first thought you had was pigle, even though you had a second thought of psul, that's a chusam akaymai, it doesn't cancel this. Comes along Ilfan and says, you know when their machlekes is? Only if it's two activities. In other words, if it's the same avoida, you were shechting one simen. And during the beginning, as you were starting to shech the one sim of the trachea, you started thinking about, I'm going to eat in the wrong day. And then as you're finishing cutting the trachea, you said, I'm going to eat in the wrong place. But everyone agrees it's no longer pigle because it's iruv machshavas kan. Exactly. So therefore, you don't get cursed. Also, you don't get cursed. When is the machlek? Ilfa says, when is the machlek? If there's two simonim, and he holds that each one is a separate shechita. He holds. You don't say yes and shchit b'chilos. So if he holds the shchit right away. So if you did one simon, and you thought I'm going to eat it the wrong day, the next simon you thought I'm going to eat the wrong place, then that's the machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham say it's still called eidov machshavas because it's one activity trying to make finish shechting thing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's two different activities. This is one, and therefore the second one does not cancel the first. You had a real pigle. This is a pigle now. That's Ilfa. And Rabbi Yechon says it makes no difference. They're arguing even at the same time. The Rabbi Yehuda says we always follow your first thought. There's no aid in machshavas because whatever your first thought is, like I may always say, you follow the first lashon comes out of your mouth. Rabbi Yehuda, the first thought, the first always pigle. So the question like this: Ilfa said machleik is b'shtei avodah. The whole machleik is there's two activities, mostly one simon and another simon. He going no matter any sheichet simon rishon chutzes mani. The first, the trachea, I'm going to share, thinking and we're going to eat the animal the wrong time. And then Mesim Hashayni, even Esophagus, he said, Chutz L'Mekayim, I'm in the wrong place. That's the machleket to the activities. How, you know, what happens then? Do we say that it's still confused, it's still mixing up, and therefore we cancel the pigle or not? Avo b'avoy da'akas, while we're shechting the verse simen. You're mixing your thoughts. Kuli alma eruvim machshavos. It's not because you followed the first thing. It's because in one activity, you have two thoughts. Everyone agrees that eruvim machshavos, that's it. There's no longer pigle. Is hachi nami. So too, over here. So what is it from here? But the Rabbanah say no. When we're talking about Shechita, the Rabbanah say no. When you Shechted it, if you had in mind the wrong time, the Rabbanah say that the Chachamim hold, it's Pigul. Even if in one activity, one Shechita, you had in mind, the Rabbanah says he had in mind for his Pigul, it is Pigul. And but according to the Ilfa, everyone agrees that if you Shechted it, everyone agrees that it's Pigul. What are we talking about Shechita? We see that Shechita alone renders it Pigul. You just said before the shechita alone does not make a pigle. You need side the shechita and side the zrika. One activity alone does not make a pigle. Clear here that the shechita. That's what we're talking about here. And Ilfa says everyone agrees if you shechted it and you had both thoughts in mind, you ruin it. And according to the Rabbi Yechon, no. But we see that what the shechita alone give me fagul. Because what happens if you didn't have a second thought? You only had one thought. Everyone agrees that it's pigle. The only machlekes is we had a second thought. If you only had one thought, you only had a thought of chutz zmani. What would the din be? It's pigle. The only machlekes is because you had a second thought. No, you see, only had all you did was shechita here, and yet we're calling it a full fledged pigle. And if somebody eats it, they get kares. Also, what's the kasha? Hachinam ilchizodik tigla milsa. Over here also will say when shechita started it. If you sprayed the blood and you did not have in mind these bad thoughts, there is no pigle. We're talking about that. And if when you sprayed the blood thinking the same thing, then retroactively from the shechita it happened. Exactly. So it's one process, the two together. Yeah. So the Gemara. So both the pigle and shechita alone is together. In other words, after you did zika, we go back to shechita. So what did you have? Two thoughts in mind or one thought in mind? How did it work? It's missing a word. Ihochi. Sorry? Yeah, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow.